Walt Disney World memory number 182. It's tough to be a bug. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Hello and welcome to memory 182 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Hey, it's a huge weekend here in sports. The football championship will be played on Sunday between two teams I don't actually really care about. So if you're like me and maybe you don't have to watch every minute of coverage of the players arriving or warming up and are looking for a fun way to just kill time until kickoff, well, why not? Join me and we'll slip away to one of our favorite places for about 30 minutes or so and enjoy another memory at Disney's Animal Kingdom. I remember last time we started our new memory, it was a cool morning in the end of January of 2015. We're at the end of a week-long trip at Walt Disney World with my extended family. It's been a great time and the weather couldn't have been more amazing. This morning it's a little cool again, but temperatures will be climbing throughout the day. We'll join the memory as we have already entered the park, made our way through the front animal exhibits, and are now at the base of the Tree of Life. All around us are construction walls. They were just about to come down. They came down just after our trip, exposing all new animals at the roots of the Trees of Life. We park the stroller and grab the kids and begin making our way through the amazing queue as it winds through the roots and dirt under the Tree of Life. Now, you don't really realize it, but as you go further and further, you're actually shrinking until you're the size of a bug. We'll get to the waiting area just after the group was let in, so we have a few minutes to kill, which is easy to do as you play Spot the Animals. Before you know it, the doors open and we're let in. The theater is mostly full, but we've got pretty good seats. You'll hear Tracy and I discussing how we should do this, as we're now actually starting to realize we might have made a mistake bringing our kids in here. So the show begins innocently enough, as you know, and you feel okay, but then Hopper appears, and the attraction goes from being a family-friendly to way too intense. Walt Disney World has created some amazing attractions, and, you know, this is one of them, but it's not family-friendly. I think a show featuring animated bugs from a children's movie would be good, but they took the intensity level way too high. You'll actually hear Mikey, who's 5 at the time, screaming in terror. And what you won't hear is Susie, who's 8, with her head buried into my shoulder and just trembling. I think this attraction is now on our must-avoid list, at least until both kids are 10, and can disassociate, you know, that story from reality. Now, as always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and, of course, support our show at the wdw-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now YouTube. Yes, I said YouTube. It's a video podcast that I'm starting up, kind of, you know, so go check it out. This helps increase their visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast really is. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back. Relax. All right. Close your eyes and come with me as we go deep beneath a giant tree and get to appreciate the world of bugs.
park strollers.
Strollers down with you. They got parked halfway with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is this? What are we doing over here?
We're going to go eat a tree.
Eat a tree? No,
we're not. We're going to go in and see a movie show.
I love movies.
You see the tree up close?
Oh, yeah. Those leaves are so big.
Did you know that they're not real?
Huh?
No.
Nope.
But as we get closer, you gotta look here in the roots and in the tree and see what animals you might see. Because there's all sorts of animals hiding in the tree.
I see a lion.
Do you see a lion up there? What else do you see up there? Mikey, you're going to have to hop out.
Yeah, let's go park a stroller.
I'll take your stroller.
Let's park it.
Everybody out, guys.
Let's go park the stroller. Out, Kale.
Thank you. Mikey, look at the tree and see if you see any animals. I think that's a sloth. Mikey, look. Look up there. What else do you see?
Snake.
Mikey, look at the pictures. Look on the walls.
What, spider.
What animals do you see?
Ooh.
Sorry.
What animal do you see right there?
What's that?
Don't know what that's called.
It is
oh, I see a bear over there. Do you see the bear over there? There's some sort of a lizard hiding right in there. All right. Oh, here's somebody right here. That's actually, I think, a dinosaur. Oh, you got to take your glasses off. Oh, I see an elephant. What about here? Mikey?
Elephant.
Oh, there's more elephants.
Another elephant.
No. That's another elephant. There were three of them.
What's that? Dinosaur?
I see a bird.
I see a dinosaur.
I think that, I can't remember what kind of dinosaur that is. Yeah. Oh, you walked past the warthog. Oh, and there was a flamingo right there. Here, come here.
There's a flamingo.
He's got his head down, huh? Just stay there, off to the side.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are more than welcome to take pictures, but please stay off to the side so that others can walk behind you. Once again, please stand off to the side so others can walk behind you.
You show Mikey behind him? I think that's, what's the bush baby called? Like a monkey there. There is the gorilla. You want to take a picture beside it?
Oh, come on.
All right, look at me. One, two, three, smile. All right. Mikey's moving. Go back, Mikey.
Do it again and be really still, okay?
Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Look at me. Cheese. Smile, Mikey. All right. Oh. Gotta get some bug eyes. Mikey needs some bug eyes. Safe seats. Oh, you lost the seats. You're right. Okay. Well, you only have three for four people. I'm not ready for you. I'm sorry. You're good. I didn't mean to. I lost you because I wasn't ready for you. Not till the end. In the meantime, she can't see.
Throughout today's performance, please refrain from buzzing, stinging, and pollinating. And no
he needs
chirping.
To take his sunglasses off and put his bug eyes on.
And now, put your wings together for the host of our show, everyone's favorite ant, Flick!
Fireflies! Fireflies! Up here! No, over here. Way over here. Way over. A little more. Little more, little less.
Perfect.
Oh, and hi, hello, and welcome. Welcome to our show. You know, we've been doing this act for over 300 million years. And with bugs making up more than 80% of the animal world, we're the biggest cast of them all. Still, you guys just don't seem to see us. So, that's why we gave you the special bug eyes. Now, go ahead, put them on. Neat, huh? Yeah, no, now you're all honorary bugs, so, on with the show!
Defensive machine. I am
recommend if you are allergic to acid. Oh my. Best to move along. All right, our next guest. Let's meet the silent but deadly member of the Bug World, the Stink Bug.
Target's ready, Blake.
All right. Oh, just a second. Let him in, Claire.
Hey! Come back here, man!
Attention, please. We ask that all honorary bugs remain seated so the beetles, maggots, and cockroaches may exit safely. At this time, allow you to listen to the lines and take your small rubs by their grubby little hands as you exit. Thank you.
Did the bugs crawl under your seat?
Yeah.
bug eyes back. He got his sunglasses still. She was shivering on my lap. Whole while I'm sitting. I've forgotten about the spiders. You had a pretty waterfall. Oh, and I think there's a giraffe right there. Look up, look up. Mikey, what animals do you see up on the tree? What other animals?
Lion.
What else? I see a fish just below the lion. There's a bird, another fish. I think that's a king cobra right under the lion. Let me see. Are you okay? That scared you a little bit. I'm sorry.
Mommy forgot about the scary part because she loves that part where they come under your butt. I think it's hilarious.
You know,
hilarious.
It's all pretend though, right?
Yeah, there was nothing in there that was real. It was all just pretend.
Now, what they're talking about is very real. Did you know that the bugs actually do have a very good purpose? God put them on this earth to do a lot of things for us. So as we're talking about that circle of light, you know, that the Lion King talks about, that, you know, there are animals that eat plants, then there's animals that eat animals.
And when dinosaurs.
Well, they dinosaurs are pretend. Or dinosaurs aren't real anymore, but like lions. So, like a lion will eat other animals.
They eat zebras. Yeah. I love zebras.
Well, zebras eat vegetables straight in front of you. So, zebras eat vegetables. They eat grass and leaves and stuff like that. And when a lion dies, its body turns back to dirt. And you know what helps it go back to dirt?
What?
Bugs. They come in and they eat the leftover parts. And they turn it into dirt. And the dirt, what does it do?
Helps plants grow.
Mm-hmm. And then the plants get eaten by the zebras. And the zebras get eaten by the lions. And the lions die.
And the bugs come back.
And the bugs come back. And they put it back into dirt. The dirt feeds it. See the circle?
Yeah.
So bugs actually really do serve a really big purpose. And God put them there to help.
Where was the other thing you were wanting to go to now?
Dinoland, so probably just as easy. Yeah, it's probably easier to go back this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.